Easy cheap meals for backpackers. You can't always eat out at restaurants while you're traveling. After all, money isn't made on trees, especially for us backpackers. That's why it's important that you're able to make cheap, easy meals on the go. Whether you're camping in WA or hostel hopping up the east coast of Australia, having the ability to whip up easy cheap food is super important to you and your holiday budget. Of course, logistics can be an issue. Sometimes, you simply don't have access to the kitchen equipment and ingredients you need. Some hostels might only have hobs and microwaves and no ovens. And camping utensils can become bothersome to lug around. That's why I've curated the top 4 recipes for easy cheap meals that will keep you going while you're traveling through Australia. They're not only quick and cheap to make, but also easy to create, no matter where you are in Australia. Easy cheap meals. 1. Tuna pasta. Tuna pasta is filling, cheap and simple, making it the perfect traveling meal. Plus, it can be eaten hot or cold. Most hostels will have olive oil and pepper stocked in their kitchen, so your shopping list for this recipe isn't too large. Ingredients. 400 grams penne pasta, or whatever pasta you have. 4 tablespoons pesto. 1 large can tuna in olive oil. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 2 garlic cloves, so some garlic paste. Cracked black pepper. Your favorite cheese. Method. Boil the pasta, before adding everything else, apart from the cheese, to the pan until browned. Top off with your fave grated cheese. Don't have access to a stove? Whip up a tuna salad instead. Literally all you need is a large bowl, tuna, pesto, a mix pack of salad and a spoon to mix it all together. Done. Image, Easy Cheap Meals Tuna Pasta. Spaghetti with Tuna by TheBittenWord.com, license. 2. Chili Tacos. Want to know a great way to add a kick of flavor to any dish on the road? Chili. Picking up a can of chili mix and adding it to your meals is a great way to achieve full flavor with minimal effort. Making some spicy tacos while you're traveling is great because you don't have to do much cooking, just mostly chopping. Just combine some fresh veggies, a can of beans and the chili mix. And top off your tacos with whatever veggies look the freshest at the supermarket. Ingredients. Can of mixed beans, drained and rinsed. Small onion, diced. 1 clove garlic, crushed. 2 tomatoes, diced. 1 teaspoon chili mix, or more if you're brave. Olive oil, for cooking. If there are herbs and spices in the hostel kitchen, then look out for ground cumin, ground coriander, turmeric and paprika and add a pinch of each of those too. Method. Heat the olive oil in a frying pan, then sauté the onion and garlic. Add the chili mix and other spices, then mix through. Add the tomatoes and beans, then continue cooking until the beans soften and the tomato is cooked. Roughly mash with a fork, then serve in soft taco shells with your choice of toppings. I recommend cold corn with fresh cherry tomatoes and sliced avocado, but a bit of fresh crispy lettuce and some grated cheese works well too. Find more quick and easy chili bean taco recipes on this interactive recipe map. 3. Spag bol. Aussies are huge fans of their beloved spag bol, spaghetti bolognese. So you're missing a trick if you don't make a big batch of it while you're on the road. Aussie spag bol is different to the traditional Italian recipe, in that it's packed with more ingredients like vegetables and mincemeat, great for a big feed to keep you going. This dish is a particularly good idea if you're whipping up a large, yet cheap easy meal for old mates and new friends alike. No matter who you're traveling with, try out this super easy spag bol recipe for a friend's feast on the road, and you can all enjoy some comfort food far from home. Ingredients. This recipe feeds 6, so if all your mates chip in, it's worth buying all the ingredients as it's tasty, easy cheap food. 1 tablespoon olive oil. Brown onion, finely chopped. Carrot, finely chopped. Celery stick, finely chopped. 100 grams shortcut bacon, coarsely chopped. 2 garlic cloves, crushed. Large zucchini, finely chopped. 1 kilogram beef mince. 2 by 400 grams cans chopped tomatoes. 1.5 cups, 375 milliliters, beef stock. 1.5 tablespoons coarsely chopped fresh oregano. 500 grams spaghetti, cooked, to serve. Finely grated parmesan, to serve. Fresh basil leaves, to serve. Method. Heat the oil in a large heavy base saucepan or stock pot over medium heat. Cook the onion, carrot, celery and bacon for 5 minutes or until vegetables have softened. Add garlic and zucchini and cook for 2 minutes. Then add the mince and cook, using a wooden spoon to break up any lumps, for 5 minutes or until browned. Add the tomato, stock and oregano. Season with salt and pepper. Bring to the boil. Reduce the heat to low and simmer, uncovered, for 1 hour 10 minutes or until the mixture has thickened slightly. Divide the spaghetti among bowls. Top with the bolognese sauce. Scatter over the parmesan and basil leaves to serve. This super tasty recipe is from taste.com.au. Image, easycheapfood. Spag bol is really easy cheap food to make, especially with your friends. 4. Vegetarian couscous. Need a nutritional vegetarian dish to get you through your day of hiking, canoeing or swimming down under? You don't have to sacrifice your healthy diet when you're backpacking, as there's heaps of easy and cheap vegetarian recipes out there that require very little effort. The secret to making sure your vegetarian dishes are packed with flavor? Keep a small pouch of spices in your kit to easily add to any dish. Couscous is great to have on the road too, as it's easy to eat out of Tupperware and all you really need access to kitchen-wise is a bit of boiled water. Try out the Middle Eastern flavored recipe below. Ingredients. Couscous. Goat's cheese. 1 lemon. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 3 chopped tomatoes. Chives. Sage. Thyme. Rosemary. Boiled water. Method. Put the couscous in a bowl with a tablespoon of olive oil and a dash of boiled water. Leave covered for 10 minutes before fluffing up the couscous with a fork. Add all the herbs, tomatoes, cheese and squeeze and zest the lemon into the couscous. Goat's cheese a little too pricey? Fair enough. Swap it out for some Greek feta instead. My advice is always to go to the local farmers markets for good quality, fresh fruit and vegetables at a decent price. Rusty's Market in Cairns, for example, shown in the main image above, is a superb market to visit. Author, Emily is a health, lifestyle and travel writer from Sydney, Australia. Her other interests include picnicking, brunching, going to markets, playing music, playing with dogs, napping, reading and skiing.